From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. More than 100 protesters have been arrested at the G20 summit after demonstrations turned violent in Toronto on Saturday. Police cars were burned, storefronts were smashed as a group of protesters broke away from peaceful demonstrations to show their opposition to globalization and corporate greed. Some rogue protesters hurled bottles at police, who pushed them back with clubs and shields as they steered the protesters away from a security fence that surrounds the perimeter of the summit area. Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair says his city has never seen this level of wanton criminality and vandalism and destruction on Toronto's streets. In a nod of support for South Korea, President Obama has agreed to postpone the handoff of military control to South Korean generals by 3 years. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president also says the U.S. firmly supports South Korea's efforts to have the U.N. Security Council condemn North Korea for the sinking of a South Korean ship in March.
Under a plan adopted during the Bush administration, South Korea was supposed to take operational control of its military forces from the U.S. in 2012. But given the rising tensions with North Korea, President Obama has agreed to push back that handoff till 2015. The announcement, which South Korea sought, came after a one-on-one meeting between Mr. Obama and South Korea's president at the G20 summit in Toronto. Both the U.S. and South Korea were concerned the original 2012 shift in operational control could be perceived as a weakening of U.S. support on the peninsula. Questions have also been raised about the capability of South Korea's own forces to defend their territory in case of a North Korean attack. U.S. officials say postponing the shift in control sends an important signal about U.S. staying power in the region. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Toronto.
Rain from Tropical Storm Alex is drenching Belize and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. NPR's Jason Bobian in Cancun says Alex's maximum sustained winds are now just below hurricane strength.
Ports in the area are closed to all but the largest vessels, and the palm trees along Cancun's deserted beaches are leaning inland from the powerful winds. Alex has gained strength rapidly, but is expected to weaken somewhat as it moves over the Yucatan. Early projections showed the storm system moving straight into the heart of the Gulf of Mexico. The latest forecasts, however, have Alex veering more to the west early next week and hitting Mexico's Gulf Coast. It's still too early to tell whether the first cyclone of the Atlantic hurricane season will affect containment efforts at the BP oil spill.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Cancun, Mexico. What was Hurricane Darby in the Atlantic has weakened to a tropical storm about 300 miles off the coast of Mexico, and a once-powerful hurricane in the Pacific named Celia has weakened to a tropical storm as well. Authorities say 4 people were found stabbed to death in a house in northeastern Pennsylvania. Northampton County authorities say the bodies were discovered on Saturday. This is NPR. The government is asking parents to be careful not to leave their children in hot cars as the weather heats up. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us there's been a recent spike in the number of deaths of infants and toddlers trapped in hot vehicles.
On average, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 27 children under the age of 3 die every year from heat stroke after being left alone in hot vehicles. But NHTSA Administrator David Strickland says this year's unseasonably warm weather could be one of the reasons for an increase in such tragedies.
We are up to 18 deaths at this point, which is a record for this time of year.
Strickland says very young children who can't yet open car doors are especially at risk during the sweltering months of July and August, and he suggested ways for parents to remind themselves a child is in the vehicle.
Put your cell phone in the backseat.
That way, he says, a possibly distracted parent will have to reach back to get it and hopefully won't forget their child is in the car. Strickland says parents should never leave their children unattended in a vehicle because temperatures can rise to dangerous levels in a matter of minutes. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The hopes for American soccer fans have ended. Ghana beat the U.S. team 2-1 in overtime on Saturday, knocking the Americans out of the World Cup play in South Africa. Ghana is now the only African team to advance past the first round of Africa's first World Cup. In California, Republican Senate candidate Carly Fiorina is reaching Latina voters in a new way. She's put up a Spanish language website. Her chief supporter, former Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez, says he strongly disagrees with Fiorina's views on immigration. At a Saturday launch event, Gutierrez said Arizona's immigration law is inefficient. Fiorina supports the controversial law. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.